E-Radio, IDs on Europe, in partnership with UACES.
For our weekly IDs on Europe editorial by UACES, the University Association for European Studies, we welcome Simon Usherwood from the Open University in England. Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour, Laurence.
Simon, what is your take on Emmanuel Macron's speech to the European Parliament on Europe Day? Do you think he said anything useful?
Well, this year, the 9th of May was the anniversary of Robert Schuman's declaration in 1950 of a coal and steel community. But also, and this was the reason for the speech, the conclusion of the year-long conference on the future of Europe. And this has involved lots of public meetings and discussions with EU citizens to consider how to make the union work better. And it's produced a long list of ideas that have now been passed on to the member states' governments to consider. So for Macron, the speech was both an acknowledgement of the conference work, but also, obviously, an opportunity for him to start his second term as president with some big ideas for the future of Europe.
Europe, or rather the European Union?
Well, as I think listeners will know, Emmanuel Macron is not someone who is short of ambition. So as well as the EU itself, he proposed what he called a new European political community that could bring together other states with the EU to allow them to work more closely. That's an idea that's been around for a long time in various forms, but I think recent events have potentially opened the door to finally making it happen. Most obviously, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent urgent desire of Ukraine, Georgia and Moldova to become EU members has run up against the very demanding and slow process of membership negotiations. And Macron talked about Ukraine needing decades to be able to join. So creating a space that formalizes the ambition of these countries and maybe includes access to more cooperation without compromising the requirements of membership looks attractive, even if some Eastern member states might disagree because they would like a speedy enlargement. And this idea also leaves the door open to any improved relationship with the United Kingdom. But despite more noises and maybe some action about Northern Ireland, Macron is keen to show that there's space for a more constructive and cooperative relationship without forcing the UK to give up the sovereignty that it cares about so much.
That might all be good for the EU's neighbourhood, but what about the EU itself? Did Macron commit to those proposals you mentioned?
Well, I think this is where it gets a bit more difficult. Macron sounded very keen to use the ideas of the conference to drive forward a round of treaty changes to allow for a more effective and efficient European Union. So that would mean some changes to decision-making, so more majority voting, and more areas of policy where the EU could act. However, at the same time that he was making his speech, we had seven member states, mostly from the east and the north, put out a statement that seemed to kill off very firmly any idea of treaty negotiations. And for them, the conference was really only about generating some thoughts and ideas around the edges of what the EU does. And since you need all of the member states to agree to open treaty negotiations of the kind being envisaged, this seems to leave Macron with some warm words, but no realistic lines of action. Indeed, for me, what was striking was that his speech was relatively light on substance, which suggests that he isn't yet in a position to make a big mark on Europe, even with his new mandate, and with the revitalization of the relationship with Germany. So in short, Macron's speech highlighted not only his deep personal interest in European integration, but also the challenges of moving the organization forward. The shock of the invasion of Ukraine has done much to remind the members of the EU of the value of working together. But that doesn't mean that they agree on much more now than they did before.
Thank you very much, Simon, for this reality check on Macron's vision. Ideas on Europe will be back next week, and we will welcome Ellen Drake from the University of Loughborough in the UK. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you, Laurence.